from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. This summer, the American Medical Association and 70 other health groups called on the government to recognize climate change as a health emergency. This morning, as part of the global collaborative Covering Climate Now, we look at how rising temperatures are affecting human health. KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg joins me now. Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Brian.
So, July was the hottest month on the planet, period, ever. How does hot weather affect our health?
Heat is really bad for the physical body. So you get more heat strokes, you get dehydration, you get kidney failure. It's also correlated with worse air. And I like the way that the American Lung Association describes smog. They call it sunburn on your lungs. And this can trigger asthma attacks. When there's worse air, you have more particulate matter in the atmosphere. That leads to more heart attacks.
So what are some of the less obvious ways that people are getting sick from climate change?
For example, seasonal allergies are getting worse. Plants are making more pollen when you've got a hotter, longer growing season. Plants are also moving north. And it's not just plants that are moving north and causing more allergens. Bugs are moving north into these latitudes and surviving. So we're seeing more vector-borne diseases like Lyme's disease, Zika virus, things at levels and in areas that we've not seen before.
And I'm going to assume that the most impacted are the most fragile among us. Kids and the elderly.
Yeah, if you're already on the edge, say, for example, from lung disease or heart disease, a really hot day can send you to the hospital. You've also got groups like pregnant women. So, for example, last year during the Paradise fires, I was pregnant. The bad air that streamed down from that area put my baby at risk. And my doctor said, you need to get out of town because that particulate matter is bad for those baby lungs that are developing. And then you've got the air that seeped out of California into neighboring states. Say, for example, kids in Nevada during that time were told not to play outside. So one big disaster can really have a ripple effect into many different groups.
And this can have an impact on mental health as well, right?
Absolutely. So, for example, last summer, when the heat index was above 103 in Baltimore, psychiatric conditions increased by 40%.
Personally, I feel like I go kind of crazy when it gets too hot.
And when you've got a big storm or you've got a big wildfire, it leads to displacement. People are going to lose their homes. They're going to lose their jobs. They may lose a loved one. Imagine the anxiety, the stress, the depression, the mental health constraints on those communities.
Is there anything that people just need now to protect themselves from these kinds of changes?
For sure. For example, to protect yourself from more vector-borne diseases, mosquitoes, etc., have bug spray on hand. When it's bad air, when we've got a lot of pollution, have a couple what's called N95 masks on hand. These are the masks that protect you from the worst particulate matter. In the event of a disaster, you want to have an evacuation bag packed. It's a good idea for all of us to have 4 days of food and water. And you want to get to know your neighbors. So let's say it's a really hot week or during a heat wave, have a sense of the elders that might be close by. Check in on them, make sure everything's okay, make sure there's good ventilation in their homes. And we're going to see a lot more sun, a lot more hot days. So it's a really good idea to wear sunscreen every day.
I don't like the sound of any of this, but if it's coming from you, Leslie McClurg, I will listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Leslie McClurg is a science reporter at KQED. Read more about the health effects of our changing climate on kqed.org/science.